Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Greg Weber is joining us live. He's the executive director of the Buffalo Marathon. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, great. You probably love Sunday's forecast, right? It's going to be in the low 60s Sunday morning.
Sunday is looking absolutely fabulous considering the last few years it's been a little warm. So I'm sure all the runners will really enjoy it.
Yeah, perfect weather, perfect setup for everything going on at the marathon. What might be different this year than in previous years?
Different this year, we partnered with Kaleida this year, and we've created a new relay called the Kaleida Heart-to-Heart Relay, and it benefits heart health over at Buff Jenner and Gates Vascular. And we launched it 100 days ago, and we registered 43 teams. And we've already raised $55,000. So that's going really well. And then on Saturday morning, we added a diaper dash that's sponsored by Oshai. And we have 100 little kids, two and under, doing that. And it's a 26.2-foot crawl. So we have something for everybody now.
Yeah, you really do. How big is your field of runners for Sunday morning?
About 6,000 this year.
How does that compare with other years?
We're down a little bit. The weather's been really tough through the spring. It held off registrations, but we're down about 1%. But we're still, we're still one of the bigger races in the region and in, on the East Coast.
Well, it's still a big number of people who are going to be out and about on Buffalo streets. And if you haven't checked out a map yet, do so online because, it's amazing, Greg, just how far the marathon spans and, how much of Buffalo you get to run through.
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to see Buffalo. In fact, we added to our website this year, sights and attractions on the course, and we tried to highlight something in each mile for the runners. We get 30% of our people from outside the area, and even the people in the area don't realize what they're running by sometimes. I mean, there's just so much history and architecture to look at.
Do you know how many out-of-town runners you have coming?
It's about 30%, so it'll be about 1,500, 1,800, and we have... So that's from 46 states, and then we have 10 countries. We have somebody actually coming from Greece this year.
Wow. Now, you said 6,000 runners. Are they all doing the full marathon, or is it the full and the half?
It's the full and the half. More people do the half, and then we have another 250 people this year doing the relay. So they'll actually be running, four separate legs, four people running the whole distance.
Oh, okay, so you mentioned all these people coming in from all over. Now, is that because this is kind of like a qualifier race for some of these humongous marathons that take place all across the U.S.?
Yeah, the big one is Boston. We are a Boston qualifier. In fact, I'm going to be leaving for the airport. We have Dave McGilvray, the Boston Marathon race director, is speaking at our pasta party this year. He just underwent triple bypass surgery, so he's kind of the poster child for heart health. But they come here, the course is flat, it's fast, and, there's a lot of people just coming because they hear Buffalo's on the rise. They want to come and see what's going on.
Wow, so there'll be a lot of visitors in town this weekend. Where's the starting line? Where's the finish line?
The starting line is right near the New Era corporate headquarters on Delaware, and we run down Delaware, and then the finish line is right under the marquee at the convention center.
Okay, so give people an idea. Are there better places? We talk about the starting and the finish line. Are there good places for people, if they want to check out some of the race, a good place to kind of gather and see the runners as they go by? Are there a couple places you recommend?
Yeah, downtown is a great place to watch it. Right near Delaware and Huron, there's a lot of activity. We're going to have the Buffalo Bills drum corps out there entertaining people while they're waiting. And around the course, we actually have 19 bands. But anywhere on the waterfront, there's a lot of people. But a good thing to do is on our website, we have an athlete guide. And in the athlete guide, there are sections that say the best place to see your runners, and it lists four or five things. We've tried to think of everything to help people along with this.
What about the traffic impact, Greg? I mean, what do drivers need to know Sunday morning?
Well, first thing I got to do is thank everybody in the city of Buffalo, you know, for their patience with us. You know, every city, every big city has a marathon. Boston, New York, we have ours, and it's this weekend. Traffic, we close Delaware from 4 a.m. to 1, all the way up to Gates Circle, and then we move over to Richmond, and there's a lot of roads coned. Half of Delaware is coned as we run into the park. So I always tell people, you know, go on our website, look at the road closures, look at the map, and just give us a little bit of patience. We do a lot for the area with the race. It's not just about running 26 miles. It's about giving back to the community. You know, we have 30-plus charities we're going to support this year, and we're going to give back probably $125,000 from the money we take in.
Wow, that's a big number. And, you know, it is a big event, a big community event. I feel like the marathon is one of those things where you never really hear people complain about, say, oh, you know, this road is closed down early on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, we have worked hard with the community. We work hard with the neighborhoods and the businesses. There's a lot of 5Ks through the year that close things down and people get frustrated. But the marathon's just a little more special. If you go out and drive around, we've been on the same course for 6 years. Communities actually plan for it now. They have parties on Richmond, Middlesex. They just wait for the runners downtown. It's nice to see that the city's embracing it.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, it's not just a Sunday morning event. It's all weekend long. You've got things going on, and you've got on your site the whole, I guess, the map of where this race begins and ends. People can get a link to that by going through our marathon story at WBEN.com.
You talked about these runners. For a lot of runners, we mentioned the qualifying for the Boston Marathon, but for some, this is it. This is the big accomplishment, running just any marathon, and especially this one throughout the city of Buffalo. I'm sure you see it every day. It's got to be cool to see those people who have worked maybe years to have this accomplishment.
It is. It's an incredible experience to just stand at the finish line, and it doesn't have to be 26.2 miles. I mean, I encourage anybody to go out and run, whether it's a 5K, whether it's 1 mile, whether they're walking. You know, this is about community. It's about health and wellness. And, you know, to see people accomplish those goals, you know, like a half marathoner that may take 4 hours to get across the line, they break down in tears. You know, it's really emotional.
Greg, have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That's Greg Weber. He's the executive director of the Buffalo Marathon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.